Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
You know who needs Smarties? I'm not. You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties.
Uh-huh.
How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'd be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let me ask a question off the top.
All right, I'm ready. No, I would not like Smarties.
I put this polo on today, and I'm like, all right, what hat should I put with it? And I just grabbed a black hat, and I thought, how many Halloween jokes am I going to get if I wear orange and black?
And here we go.
And then Evan played at Halloween Open.
Here we are.
Halloween-ish. So, there we go. That's one.
Let's get stupid. Should there be a second Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Why stop at two?
Why are we doing it once a year?
Let's do once a month. Once a month might be a little much. Once a season.
Yeah.
Four Halloweens. Hey, today is a summer Halloween.
A spring Halloween wouldn't be the worst, would it? Kids get to dress up again.
Yeah.
Candy is involved.
Yeah.
Just saying, like,
it's not a day like you have to have off for or anything, so it's pretty easy to put on the calendar.
How come more things don't operate like the NFL and say, you know what we need is more?
Right.
How about four Halloweens?
Uh-huh.
What about an international? I think it is international.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's Christmas in July, and some people do that. So what would be the month to do for if you wanted to do Halloween in
March? The everyone decides the day that it's nice out in March is Halloween 2.
It's fluid. Just whatever the first nice day in March is.
A floating holiday.
Okay.
Spontaneous Halloween.
Yeah. Like, hey, it says it's going to be 72 on Thursday.
Yeah.
March 17th would be St. Patrick's Day.
Birthday parties can work like this. The kids have a birthday party they're going to this weekend, and it's a costume birthday party. So, you know, kids in costumes. We've got a lot of
costumes
for the kids. Hey, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. I am right now looking for the stat that I saw earlier this morning that I can't find, and I'm searching hard for it.
I'm assuming it's on the Indiana Pacers.
It's on Tyrese Halliburton. It's
uh-huh.
And by the way, along the way trying to find this Halliburton stat, I'm finding every other amazing Halliburton stat because he hit a game-winning shot again.
Uh-huh.
And the numbers on him, he's the new big shot Bob, Robert Horry, except he's hitting more of them. And he's
way more.
And he's a more important player to his team. Like Robert Horry, if you remember him, was a great role player, won a bunch of titles. Anyway.
But his biggest shot wasn't his biggest shot with the Lakers to win is not like the ball just kind of
finds him.
bounced out to him. Kobe goes in for the game-winning layup. It goes off the rim. One of the Kings, I think, swats the ball out to the three-point line. It goes right to Ori.
Yeah.
And he hits it.
I'll start you here. This is not the stat I had on Halliburton that I wanted to bring up, but I will. Halliburton, when taking a shot to tie or take the lead in the final 130 of a game, fourth quarter or overtime,
yep,
he is 12 of 13.
And that's just this season.
That's just this year.
Just this year.
He is 12 of 13 when shooting in the final minute and a half.
Uh-huh.
The Pacers trailed by 9 with 2:52 to play. Teams in that spot in NBA Finals games were 0 and 121 until last night.
Yep.
They've come back from down 15 five times this postseason. Their record when trailing by 15 is 5-3.
That's incredible.
That's nuts, too.
That's incredible.
There's so many Pacers stunning stats. The one I saw that I'm going to just give you the rundown of it roughly is that Halliburton has now hit a game-winning or game-tying shot in the final 3 seconds of every round of this playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think it was that no other NBA player has ever done that, and he's done it in one postseason.
Right, like they've never done it in their ever done it in their career.
No one has that shot 4 times in a career.
And he's got one per round
this,
right now.
See, yeah.
He's a witch.
It's amazing.
He's a witch. It's you expect him to make that shot in the final second when he's coming down against the best defense in the league all year long by far. And like, no, he's going to hit this shot. He's going to find a way to hit this shot. Yeah. He's I don't know how else to describe him other than he is a witch. Like, he kind of plays that way too. You ever watch him? Like, he just kind of pushes the ball up. Like, the way he shoots is very interesting.
He does not have a aesthetically pleasing release.
No. He's got a Philip Rivers-esque release, if you will.
Yes.
He just kind of just shoves the ball forward. It's not beautiful to watch, but it goes in. And somehow it goes super high, which is how that shot against the Knicks went in last round. His shot is so high, it goes off the back rim, it goes into the sky, and then falls back down right through the hoop. It's nuts. There is a, you might have retweeted this even, there's a funny tweet of this should be Tyrese Halliburton's signature, and it's just the win probability chart for the Pacers over the course of the game, and it's just all the way at the bottom, like thunder all the way through, like back and forth, and then whoop, right at the end, all the way up to the top, yellow Pacers, and there's 4 of those, at least, this playoffs. There's probably more. That's all you could fit on Twitter is 4 images, so.
He only had 14 points in the game.
I was going to say, like, right, he didn't go nuclear.
No.
He wasn't great before the final, you know, minute, but he still got it in the final minute.
Yep.
And the whole team just, they rattle in threes in the final 2 minutes. They expect to make those threes. They're crazy confident in those situations at the end. It's probably, I mean, it's because they've won them 5 times already. This playoffs, but
they put a graphic up last night. Most go-ahead or game-tying field goals in the playoffs since 1997. Number one is LeBron with 8, and tied at number 2 is Reggie Miller and Tyrese Halliburton. Again, Halliburton has done it all this. No, sorry, 4 of them this year.
Yeah,
LeBron 8 career.
Yeah,
he's played for 100 years. LeBron and Halliburton 4 in a year.
Yeah,
so. It is nuts. Absolutely nuts. Well, good for him and good for them. This series.
Oh, thank goodness. I needed that bucket to go in because this series, if the Thunder win game one and look dominant for 45 of the 48 minutes, it would have felt like, oh yeah, that's gonna be what we thought. They're gonna cruise. I needed to see a Pacers win to believe that the series could be close.
One thing I was thinking about, so the Thunder are massive favorites to win. And
probably still are.
They were massive favorites just on the money line just for one game last night. The spread last night was almost 10. And when the Warriors lost to the Cavs and blew a 3-1 series lead, what were the Cavs' odds, not at 3-1, I mean just the start of the series? Would it be viewed like last night? They would have been big underdogs. Would they have been underdogs in such a way that the Pacers are to the Thunder in this series, where people thought foregone conclusion, this thing is over.
At the beginning of the series?
The Cavs opened the series, I believe, at plus 650.
Ooh, really? Are you sure that's not the okay, so they entered... That's not the 3-1 series comeback, though.
Okay, which one's that?
I've got that plus 688. The Cavaliers were the second biggest underdog going into the finals. That was the year after Kyrie Irving gets traded. Okay. So it's like LeBron's last year in Cleveland. He is alone. Like, he's the only show in town. He wills them through the playoffs, and that's the Durant Thunder, or the Durant Warriors.
Okay.
So it's the LeBron Cavs without Kyrie against the Warriors with Durant, and they were plus 688. That was the largest underdog in NBA Finals history going into this series. I don't have the – I think I saw earlier in the week that the season you're talking about, the Cavs were only like plus 150.
Okay.
But plus 688. And you know what the record was for this? I think they were plus 1,800.
For the Pacers?
Yeah.
To win the series?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's pretty big underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah, by far. So then they are the biggest underdogs in NBA history?
Oh, wait, I read the chart wrong. There's one team that's close to them. Plus 1,600, the Sixers in 2001.
Against the Lakers, they lost in five.
We're plus 1,600. That's the only one near them in the entirety of history.
In that series, the Sixers win game one? They won.
I don't know. I don't remember.
They won game one.
Is that the step over Ty Lue? Allen Iverson steps over Ty Lue?
That I don't know about.
Maybe.
Anyway, Pacers over the Thunder. And the NHL playoffs, back to it tonight. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. All these Halliburton stats. My head was spinning with just how incredible that moment was. And all the... I think it's cool when we have a guy in sports... You know, if this is, for Bills fans, thinking about how Josh Allen's playoff numbers are stupid good. And, you know, guys that are clutch, guys that step up. When you have somebody that is so able to elevate, Leon Draisaitl might be this, Connor McDavid might be this, and, you know, it's Halliburton too, where he is one of the better players in the league. I don't think he's one of the best. But he's one of the better players. He's really good.
Yeah.
And
he's an all-star.
Yeah, he's an all-star. But people don't talk about him like he's some sort of franchise stud. He's good. Anyway, last night, that was just it's incredible. And then we've got him and Scott Van Pelt talking on the court, and good exchange between the two of them where, you know, Halliburton's talking about how everyone's sleeping on the Pacers, picking the Pacers to lose.
Yeah.
And Scott Van Pelt said, I mean, you guys were not that good at Christmas. He's like, oh, we were bad.
Yeah.
And Halliburton said that. Oh, yeah, we were bad. We were bad.
I think they were like 500 at the new year.
Yeah.
And then they have the second best record in the league since January 1st.
Right there with the Thunder.
Who are number one.
Yep.
Seven games better, by the way.
Yeah.
The Thunder were seven games better than the Pacers, and the Pacers were number two.
And the Thunder were only four games worse than the Warriors that set the record, five games worse.
Yeah.
It's one thing to think about. That year when the Warriors were looking to set the record with 73 wins, it was a lot of attention. If you're not going to get there, you don't really get that attention. But, man, the Thunder won a lot of games this year. So they fall in the first game. 15-point comeback in the fourth quarter ties the largest in the NBA Finals in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm. I thought about a comparison for them yesterday. Like, what's a team like this?
Like the Pacers?
Yeah, like low on expectations, deep run into the playoffs, and the comebacks are just through the roof.
Hmm.
I got one. It's not perfect.
All right.
I thought a little bit about the 06 Sabres. Just a little bit. No expectations at all. And that team,
to start the year?
That team, yeah, to start the year at least. Right, maybe they got higher as it went on. That team came back all the time in the final minute of games. Maybe not in the playoffs, and that's what's different here. The Pacers are doing this in the postseason, and now they're doing it in the finals. Because otherwise, I don't know. I can't remember a team that had comebacks like this as often as they are having them in any sport. You get one or two. This is like five, six in this postseason run where they're down and just they're going to come back. They're going to find a way back into the game. I don't know a precedent for that in any sport.
Sorry, my microphone wasn't on.
Nothing. I don't think there's anything to say. There's no team.
That's right.
There might be just one like from way back when, but not one that I can remember. And that's like their whole, it feels like the whole blueprint right now with them is just, they just believe they're going to come back at the end of games. That's it. Like, they've got good players. all the way through, but they don't have a super. Halliburton, as you mentioned, he's a really good player. He's not a superstar.
Yeah.
He's not Giannis. He's not Steph. He's not Durant, prime Durant, like Jokic. He's really good, but they can win a game or score 14 points. That's crazy.
They've got good balance, you know?
Right. They're just a good team all the way through.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed it last night. Game two of the NHL, the Stanley Cup Final, is this evening. That's exciting. Get ready for the Panthers and the Oilers to go for game two. Game one was great. We'll see what game two brings. So coming up on the show today, Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh at 7:30 to talk about Aaron Rodgers, who has made it official. He'll join the Pittsburgh Steelers. 8 o'clock, Mike Jannetty of Spotrac. There's a growing story in the NFL that is financially interesting, salary cap based, and we'll get Mike's thoughts on it, and we'll kind of try to dig into what it is without being overly complicated, because sometimes I think the cap can make your head spin. I think the long and short of it is, remember back when the NHL had the Kovalchuk contract and there was circumvention of the cap?
17-year deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were allowed to put the cap hit however you wanted and move stuff around, where you could have a $10 million cap hit in year one, and then in year five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, you can go $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, and then the guy would retire.
Right.
And they shut the door on that. The NHL said, we're not going to do that. You sign a deal, AAV is it. There's no fronting the cap and bat. That's, to me, that's the best example of what's happening in the NFL right now. And there are some owners that want to put a stop to it and some owners that don't really care about it, would not like to put a stop to it because they are the wealthier owners that have the distinct advantage. But there are indicators, there are some numbers that NFL teams are not spending the same amount. You kind of have this belief with the salary cap that they're all on an even playing field. Mm-hmm. And this story and some of the numbers behind it reveal that we are not watching teams on an even playing field. We are seeing, you know, like a governor that's been placed on what you can spend, but it definitely does not keep teams level with the current system. You had a stat on this that the Browns have spent how much more?
$400 million more than the Pittsburgh Steelers in total cash since 2020.
Okay. So in 5 years.
Crazy.
And I know what you're saying, like the Browns guaranteed money to Deshaun Watson. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the point is, the NFL salary cap, the way it is talked about, the way we all sit here and, oh, how much room is there on the cap? Would you have believed that a team could spend $400 million more than another team?
No, not at all.
In a five-year stretch? But you can.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have spent a lot more money than other teams, and their cap number is about the same. So void years, all that kind of stuff. We'll get to that with Mike Jannetty of Spotrac. And, you know, Bills-related issues, maybe a James Cook landing spot that he might be happy with in terms of a salary range.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up at 8, and then Nate Geary at 9 o'clock because we've got our 100 Holes fundraiser at Wayland on Thursday, and he and I will talk about that. I'm going to yell at him for the picture he chose to use of us that's on all the posters and flyers that he keeps retweeting out that I have to retweet out. It's the worst.
I don't think that picture was passed through you before being decided upon.
No, I would rather have had my eyes closed in mid-sneeze than the picture he chose. He chose the worst picture of me I've ever seen. The lighting
was a little tough.
I can confidently say it's the worst picture of me I've ever seen, and he chose that, so I'll thank him for that. And anyway, we've got the fundraiser coming up next week, and 300 hole, or sorry, the 100 holes, not 300.
300. Oh, yeah, so right. You're up at the 300 this year, huh?
The 100 holes is a little less than 3 weeks away. So that's the rundown for today. We'll get your calls. We'll have some fun. I've got something fun planned for you. I will not tell you what it is. Mm. I did not put it in our shared note because I want to keep it.
This isn't the golf gummies or anything.
No, it's not the golf gummies.
Mm. Okay,
we could talk about the golf gummies.
We could talk about the golf gummies at some point.
What do we talk about first, though? Rodgers,
probably Rodgers.
I mean, we did, you know, the Pacers there. Rodgers is back, and my favorite thing I saw was how they tried to Photoshop his disembodied head onto a Steelers uniform and make it look like, here he comes. Because, man, the guy looks like a zombie right now. 43?
41.
Okay, 41.
41, I believe. Yeah.
41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who is
a losing quarterback in his last 2 years of starts.
Mm-hmm.
Not impressive. Went to the Jets for 2 years like they were going to win a Super Bowl. Got hurt, missed a full year. Came back. They were a disaster. He put up numbers once the season was over. And here he is with the Steelers, which, good for them. They're definitely more interesting. And one thing it does is the thing that always happens to the Steelers. Their ceiling is probably finishing 10-7 and losing in the first round of the playoffs to an actually good team.
Yes.
That's probably their ceiling.
Because I don't think, does anyone think Rodgers has another gear in him at this age than what they had in Pittsburgh the last couple of years? Like, last year they weren't horrific at quarterback, right? They weren't good, I don't think. But
no,
Wilson had a couple of nice games.
Fields started well enough that there was a controversy, and Fields got another chance to play based on how well he played.
That's right, and they would put him in for special packages, too, on like third and short situations. But Rodgers last year with the Jets, it's a tough year to evaluate because the numbers actually don't look that bad. 63% completion percentage, 3,900 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. If I told you a Steelers quarterback's going to do that this year, you'd probably think, okay, wait a minute, that's better than what they've had, right? Almost 4,000 yards. But there's a lot of context to that. The Jets were trailing a ton. There's a lot of those stats that are when they are behind. And just from watching those games, I'm sure guys that watch the film on this would agree, you watched the Jets offense last year, and it just looked easy to defend and, you know, these quick passes. It's like a quick stop route to Garrett Wilson or Davante Adams, like every time. Like, there's no pre-snap motion at all going on with the Rodgers offense. There's no play action going on with the Rodgers offense. He can't move, so there's nothing dynamic with him under center. So it's just kind of a generic default-looking type of offense. It kind of looks like the type of offense you would run in the preseason that he's got. And he can run that somewhat efficiently, but I don't think there's an ability to be dangerous playing offense that way. So, I mean, sure, I'd expect him to hit DK Metcalf on some bombs this year because there's still an arm talent there, but I don't know. I don't think the way he plays quarterback right now at this age is the way that you want to win at quarterback in the league. You want your quarterback to do... You want your offense to be built on one of those things, either running a lot of motion, the Dolphins do that and they get their numbers, or you want, you know, a lot of play action. Think of the Kevin O'Connell offenses in Minnesota over the last couple of years, and that can work. You can combine them all and then have the quarterback be able to run too, which is kind of like what the Bills do, I feel like, with Allen, mm-hmm. more so. Who in the league has a dangerous offense that looks anything like what Rodgers is probably going to run in Pittsburgh? I don't know. I think they are capped. It's too simplistic to look at, oh, he had 3,900 yards last year. Do that on Pittsburgh and you'll win 11 games. I think it's way too simplistic to look at that way. I think they're topped, or their ceiling is what it's been. It's 9 wins.
Well, it's Tomlin ball to a big degree, right? Rodgers being back is not a surprise. I was thinking about it in terms of the drought Bills, because the Steelers are... They're not obviously in a playoff drought. They always have winning seasons.
Or a playoff win drought.
They at least are 8-8 or whatever, winning seasons. Right. Tomlin does not have a losing season. But it was one of those moments where, before Rodgers signed, say it out loud. I'm sorry, Mason Rudolph is your starter?
Yeah.
And it's not even a one more kick at the can for the guy that's been here for 5 years. He left and went to Tennessee and was not good, and they brought him back obviously as a backup. And imagine walking into the season where your plan is like, yeah, we're going to go back to the guy that we drafted 8 years ago.
Not even like a first-round pick, by the way.
No.
Like,
no.
Was he a third-round pick?
A mid-round pick eight years ago that got a couple kicks at the can, left the organization, and then came back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of all the... It's such a drought Bills move, and not even the drought Bills did anything like that. Here's the team... They never brought back.
They never brought Lossman back.
No, they went back and forth.
Or Edwards would have been maybe closer.
They went
to
back
it.
And forth on Lossman and Edwards.
Yeah,
but did they ever bring a guy back that they said goodbye to?
No, not a quarterback, right?
No,
A guy leaves at quarterback, it's almost unheard of that there's a return engagement.
Like Trubisky came back, but he's a backup, and he was never going
to
start.
I'm trying to think of in the history of the NFL, the mediocre to bad quarterbacks that got a second gig with the same team.
Yeah.
I mean, Peterman got back in the lineup. Peterman got a chance to compete for a job the next year. Peterman didn't go to the Raiders and then come back with a chance to start. And that's what they were trying to sell with Mason Rudolph, which would have been absolutely unhinged. No one even considers it. Because at least at that position, you're thinking about ceilings and developmental stuff. And, you know, the Steelers were kind of in trouble because of the Metcalf trade. They didn't have a second-round pick, right? Is that where they lost
that's
that?
That's right. Yeah, I think so.
So, okay, they couldn't have taken a quarterback in the second round. There's not going to be like Tyler Shuck there. Not even a scratch-off ticket on a quarterback. Yeah. It was going to be the old scratch-off ticket that you already scratched off and lost. So, I guess good for them. They are more interesting. They have games in prime time, and I'm much more likely to want to watch them now because Rodgers is more interesting. He gives them a little bit of juice. And as a proud card-carrying Steelers hater and not a fan of Rodgers, to me, this is beautiful. I mean, I'll have lots of rooting interest in every game they play. I'll root for them to lose every game. Well, not every game, because I don't want them to pick too high.
It is kind of perfect. You root against the Steelers and you root against Rodgers, and them together still probably isn't that good, you're probably going to get your wish a lot of weeks.
You are, and I don't want them too many times. Let's go for 7-10.
Yeah.
With a false positive somewhere in there where it's about how they're actually might be contenders this year, and then they... Maybe I want them to finish 9-8 and make the playoffs and get spanked by the Bills in the first round by 40. Whatever.
That could be fun.
Steelers' outcomes are fun to root for.
Do you know who they open with?
They open with week the Jets. One. They open with the Jets.
They are at the Jets week one at 1 o'clock.
That's beautiful. I'll want to watch that game.
He'll get booed, I bet, pretty significantly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if he exactly established great relationships while he was there.
Oh, I would love even, honestly... As much as, you know, them, I don't like the Jets, I'll be rooting for the Jets in that game, right?
Yep.
Definitely. Definitely rooting for the Jets. Embarrass Rodgers. I'm not worried about the Jets doing anything this year in the AFC East. That's a part of it. Yeah, embarrass him back where he just was. And especially the coach kicked him out. Not only you got him fly to New Jersey to tell him you're fired.
Right.
That guy beating him, that would be juicy.
Revenge game for Justin Fields.
That's right.
Also that.
Both ways. 803-0550, our phone number on Halliburton, on Aaron Rodgers. Cup final, back to it tonight. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring. We got lots to get to. Andrew Filippone at 7:30. He was actively against this idea. I know that for a fact. Wanted Mason Rudolph the starter instead. And I just, you know, laid out the plan for Rudolph, which I think is flawed at best. Thoughts and prayers to any Steelers fan that has ever wanted them to tank or just kind of, hey, could we have a year we draft in the top 10 and get a quarterback? Last time they did that, it was Roethlisberger. It was 11th, right? That went pretty well.
Yeah.
Could we do something like that again? Was that their last losing season, by the way?
What is their last losing season?
Tomlin's never had one, and they drafted.
So it's got to be Cowher.
They drafted Roethlisberger in the top 15. He was like, I think, 11th.
2003, they finished 6-10.
2003. That's Cordell Stewart. That's how they get Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
right.
There might be Tommy
six
Maddox
wins before, maybe Tommy Maddox. Yeah, wow. That's been a minute.
That's Roethlisberger. No one in that organization in the management points out, last time we had a losing season, we drafted a quarterback high and then didn't have a losing season for two decades.
And won two Super Bowls.
And maybe we should do that again.
Yeah.
Ah, the Steelers. Rodgers is there, and that's I do think it's probably fine. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Jumper off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 3/10 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Halliburton does it again!
Mike Breen not giving out a bang.
No
there.
Bang?
No bang. I mean, it's a game-winning shot in the finals.
Is it because it was not a...
It's game one.
I guess.
He doesn't do bang in game one.
Is it because not a three? It was a two?
Maybe. That could be right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike Breen doesn't give out bangs for the two-point baseline jumper. Doesn't give out bangs for shots from the elbow.
Go ahead. Shot from the... Right. Any bangs from the elbow? Nothing?
Nothing. Yeah, no time for that. Pacers have not trailed in the series this postseason. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Friday. Made it to Friday. Rain. It was supposed to rain a lot more yesterday, and that did not happen. It rained overnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, spotty showers, but nothing too crazy throughout the weekend, I think, is what we're looking at. Tomorrow's going to be nice. We made it to Friday.
It's good for the plants.
Sure.
Not that they've had enough. They've had enough. I did the other day do the, it's a little too hot. That was Wednesday.
Yeah, that happened to you?
A little too hot.
I was happy it didn't rain last night. We had a t-ball game. My son had a t-ball game at 7:15 last night, which asking, you know, we asked all these four-year-olds to play t-ball at 7:15. For a lot of them, might be close to bedtime. They start to hit that witching hour and go nuts. My son has a new thing where
it's chaotic.
It is chaotic. I mean, it's T-ball. So they had a good time. That was wonderful. But he wanted to continue playing catch. Like, when we get home, we're going to play catch, right? I want to play catch, Daddy, when we get home. And I'm like, buddy, it's pretty late. It's going to get dark. It's bedtime.
Yeah.
He's got this new thing that it's, you know, it's not exactly great behavior, but you can't help but laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll punch you forever if you don't play. I'm going to punch you forever if you don't play catch with me tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, we can't do that. He's like, no, I'm gonna fall asleep, and then I'm going to wake up in the night. I'm going to punch you forever. If you don't play catch,
like a sneak attack,
yes,
in the middle of the
night,
he's
threatening to punch me in my sleep if I don't play catch with him. It's like, all right, he doesn't. It's hard not to laugh. You're like,
yeah,
all right, you know, what are you supposed to say?
You should go next level and like just like stand over you at some point in the middle of the night. Just not like, I'll do it.
Stare down. Like,
I'll
yeah,
do it. But remember, then tomorrow better be a catch day.
Right. Remember what I
tomorrow's
said.
Tomorrow's going to be different.
Put some lights in the backyard, old man. Let's go.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got practice.
Yeah. He's trying to be great. He wants to be great.
He is. He makes me think about my youth playing baseball because, you know, around here, hockey's big too. But I played so much baseball when I was a kid, so much pickup baseball. My entire youth and teen and preteen was not just baseball in the leagues, but also friends. I was thinking about this yesterday, standing out there on the field coaching the kids, you know, run to first, run to second. This is the era before phones. Like, we did not all have phones and we could not all text each other. You would call your friends on the phone at their house. Yeah. And it was a phone number. You young kids out there, you ready for this? You knew by heart. You knew your friends' phone numbers.
In fact, the only numbers I know by heart
are your old friends' phone numbers.
Are my old friends' phone numbers. Yeah.
So you'd call everybody, and we would go to this baseball field. I did this every day in the summer. We did not necessarily play organized games. How did I entertain myself for 6 hours on a Wednesday in the summer?
Mm-hmm.
I would just be out in left field catching balls that somebody hit.
Hmm.
And then we'd rotate positions, and somebody would hit and take 10 hits, and you just go field the ball and throw it back in. It was like 6 hours of a day.
Yeah.
That's all I did, was play baseball, versions of baseball. And, you know, it's got me nostalgic for being out there and shagging fly balls. I can't tell you the last time I just was able to shag fly balls.
Yeah.
I would like to do that. Where can I go? Is there a business? Who will offer me the chance to just hit baseballs? You hit baseballs in the air. I just want to patrol center field and catch fly balls.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They probably sell it. You can get one of those machines that, like, shoots them up into the air.
Or like a jugs machine, but not up into the air?
Yeah. Those got to exist, right? They even for tennis, too, when you practice tennis. So you can probably find one of those.
What's more fun than,
or just,
than,
wait,
than
wait,
just catching fly balls?
This is why you need to be working in the yard until 10 o'clock with Knox to get him to a point where he can start slinging those out into left field.
You know, that's not wrong.
That's the plan right there. For me, it was hockey, by the way. It was hockey. And it wasn't, we would call, but we would just walk around the neighborhood with our hockey sticks and just knock on the door.
Yeah.
Be like, is AJ home? Is Mike home? Then they already knew. You were holding a hockey stick.
Yeah.
We're going over the cul-de-sac. We've already got two nets. We got a game.
Street hockey?
Street hockey.
Yep.
Yeah, it was definitely street hockey.
I lived on a dead-end street, and we used the street as, like, the rink because there would be no traffic.
Yeah.
And did you have the plastic? Here's how you knew how hardcore.
Plastic nets?
Not just the plastic nets. How hardcore you went was based on if you had a set of goalie pads and a friend that would put on the Mylek plastic goalie pads.
Oh, man. Those things were crazy.
You just scuff those things across pavement. If you were putting those on, you were legit.
Yeah, because you could move with those.
Yes.
You could slide for days out of the net.
I was just coming. I just told Evan, like, get me on. I got to talk about the pads.
The Mylek pads
were the best.
Yeah.
I never wore them because I never played goalie until I was like 12 or 13.
Uh-huh.
Even in street hockey, I never did it just because I was, I don't know, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I had a buddy that would bring his Mylek pads, and he wouldn't always play, and it was like, whenever we knew there was a chance that this kid Jake would come with the Mylek pads, we were all like, oh, "We got is Jake gonna come today? He's got the pads. We gotta try and get Jake to come. He's gonna bring the pads out. Come on." I had a big a metal net too that was unbelievable, like a full sized hockey net.
What was everybody's go to puck/ball that you used for street hockey?
We were tennis ball for a while. There was a point where, you know, when would this have been? Middle school, maybe. Maybe it would have been before high school, where we switched to the Mylek, like, hockey ball.
Okay.
Like the orange hockey ball.
Yep.
Which...
I forgot about those. That's better because it didn't bounce.
That's better. It was a lot better to play with. It hurt, though.
Yep.
Like... Especially as a kid, I got blasted in the cheek with one of those on a slap shot once, and it hurt.
Those were
not like
worse.
A puck, but yeah. We would use tennis ball before that. Tennis ball, man, like those things would. It was a different sport.
You could whip that thing.
Oh. It was a different sport because you could whip it, but also it would bounce. So, yeah. Like, hey, if you had good hand eye coordination, like
you were
better at tennis ball street hockey than you probably were at regular hockey.
100%.
You have to be only the true psychos used those pucks with the wheels in them, trying to get those.
Those are ridiculous.
Never.
No.
Those
shouldn't
so
exist.
Annoying.
I can't believe they do. They can't still exist, right?
They do. Oh yeah, they do.
Really?
That can't be a thriving business.
You can only use them in gyms, I guess.
Yeah, like you need like a perfect flat surface for those to have any sort of functionality at all.
One other thing about the Mylek pads, though, real quick, because I would do this too, where like you know didn't every kid think they were Dominic Hasek? You're sliding all over the place. So especially in those things, because you could move a million miles an hour. The once in a while where your pad was just not tight enough around your leg and you go to slide from one side to the other and the pad rolls on you, scuffed knee like you've never had in your life. That's a tough one.
I've got scars from falling on the cement doing that stuff all over the place. It's awesome.
Couple of comments in the chat. AC, I like the rolling puck more than the orange ball.
Oh,
and
terrible!
The rolling puck.
Terrible take. Worst take in chat. Out.
The rolling puck. I just
take his points away.
Yeah, no way.
AC, I might need to give you a timeout or something.
Puck was a disaster.
Until right now, I'd forgotten about that. Like that Mylek orange ball. That it was so good the way that it kind of deadened against the ice or the street. Jim in East Aurora. Hey Jim, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. You're flooding memories here. I grew up in Arcade and. Directly behind my house, I could see it from my backyard, in the Arcade Park, was a full-size street hockey rink. They never iced it. It had full boards. It had metal goals. It had penalty box. It had players' boxes. Cool part was it was also cut out of a farmer's field, so it was surrounded by corn, so it was kind of like our own rink of dreams, so to speak. But if you miss the boards, you're going through corn, looking through the ball. And then we bought all our hockey supplies growing up at a Western Auto in town. It was just so cool. You go in and buy the replacement straps because you're breaking four of them a week every time you play on the pads and the ball. It's just everything. So thanks, guys. I appreciate all the memories you brought back.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. The straps on those Mylek pads were like, they were not impressive. Yeah, they were not durable.
It was like a plastic bag that they like rolled into a strap.
It was terrible. Yeah. Thanks, Jim, for the phone call. 803-0550, our phone number. So, you know, you mentioned the street hockey rink there. I mentioned I lived on a dead end in Auburn. It would snow. So whenever we'd get a big snow, they would plow the street, and we would have boards three-quarters of the way around.
Oh.
So only one end was open ice, or open street, I should say. And whenever we got a really big snowstorm, that's when it was just no holds barred. Because then you're not even playing hockey. You're just hitting each other into the snow. Now, who cares about scoring? It's, you're standing near the snowbank?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get called for interference here. Or you would be like pro wrestling where you'd stand by the snowbank so someone would take you into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, please, come on, somebody hit me.
We had the same thing in my house. There's a big parking lot right across the street, and they would plow the snow, and there would be a backstop. And we used to just take turns, like, come demolish me, Campbell Umberger me into this snowbank, and see how deep you can make me go into it. It was awesome.
We once tried to, when I was in high school, put together an eight-team, three-on-three basketball league.
Yeah,
where we chose up the teams based on eight guys that had courts at their house, half court. Mm-hmm. We were trying to do some sort of like schedule with road games and tournaments. Yeah. It made like two games in, and nobody ever played again. So
Commissioner White,
that's right. We had big
fire
dreams.
Back up.
We had big dreams. I'll give him a call.
Yeah,
I'll give all the guys a call. Anyway, 803-0550 to join us. Andrew Filippone, 7:30. It's a Friday. Happy Friday, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, happy Friday. You can join us in the fight against cancer by supporting our Ride for Roswell team. Bulldogs riding for Roswell. And you can join. Go to WGR550.com. There's stuff in it for you in addition to, helping us in the fight against cancer. The ride's coming up on the 27th, 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Did you see what the Seattle Mariners are doing? Other than probably like being 500, which seems to be them a lot.
The Mariners.
What are the Mariners doing?
The Mariners are, I don't know.
They're retiring a number for two different players.
That wore the same number?
At the same time.
All right, so kind of what the Nuggets would maybe have to do with Carmelo and Jokic?
Maybe. They're retiring number 51.
For Ichiro?
For Ichiro and Randy Johnson.
How on earth did those two wear the same number?
That's the thing.
How does
they
that happen?
They gave Ichiro 51 after Randy Johnson.
There's, like, there's lots of numbers in baseball.
Right. That's the first mistake.
51? There's not even that many players on the team.
And sorry, I misspoke. They are not giving them out at the same time. They are having their own nights.
That's better.
That's better, but how do you decide who goes first?
Chronological order.
Okay, well, that's not what they're doing. Ichiro is going first. Which doesn't it really feel like they're retiring it for Ichiro, you know, and then they're just having a Randy Johnson night?
You know what is a great topic if we lived in Seattle? Who was better?
Because I...
Who was better?
I think that would be the topic to have because I don't... I think you got to pick one. You got to pick one. You can't have two 51s up there.
Don't the Yankees have multiple retired numbers?
I have no idea.
Too many retired
numbers. Well, they have Mariano Rivera at 42, which is also Jackie Robinson.
That's a double.
Jackie Robinson's
all
baseball.
Are there two guys that wore eight?
When I think of eight, I think it's Yogi Berra. That's who I think of.
Okay. I mean, the Yankees have had so many numbers retired. I feel like they have to have. Yeah, number eight is for both Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey.
There you go.
So there is another example of it, I guess.
Yep. So it's been done before. Who's better, Randy Johnson or Ichiro?
But like the...
Who wants it?
Ichiro for Seattle, right? I don't think of... I'm not a giant baseball guy, and I'm definitely not a giant 90s baseball guy, but isn't Randy Johnson more of a Diamondback?
No.
No? Okay.
No, he was in Seattle for a long time.
Okay, let's see. 22 years. He played 10 years in Seattle. Yeah, 8 in Arizona. And Arizona was later in his career. Still great, but... All right, yeah. Who was better? I mean, Ichiro was there for 20 years, wasn't he?
And Ichiro was an all-time great. And I mean, so was Randy Johnson.
You just don't give 51 out after Randy Johnson was there.
Yeah, you'd think.
Right? Like, imagine... Josh Allen's too good for this. Imagine if...
Is he? I mean, Randy Johnson, Josh Allen...
All right. But, like, you wouldn't give out 17 2 years after Allen retires. Because you would know, hey, we're going to retire this someday. So, obviously, let's not give it out. You should know it at that point in time, shouldn't you?
You'd think.
I don't know. It seems like a tough one for them back then.
Yeah. All right, June 28th for the ride for Roswell. Once you join our team, you receive an email to pick up your team T-shirt, water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden in Lancaster. Not a rider. You can still support the cause. Donate to our team. Help us reach our goal. Visit WGR550.com for details. 3 weeks from tomorrow, the ride for Roswell. All right, we've got Andrew Filippone coming up at 7:30 on the Steelers' plans with Aaron Rodgers. Mike Giannitti of Spotrac on a kind of slow-burning, developing story about the NFL salary cap and whether or not they want to stop teams from working it as much as they do. That's at 8, Nate Geary at 9. Your phone calls on anything from Milex street hockey pads and cold weather ball versus the warm weather ball. Had somebody write in about that. Forgot they had a cold weather and a warm weather.
They did?
Yeah, because the cold weather, you didn't want the ball to crack.
I didn't know.
And in the cold, it had to be more durable.
Huh.
Yeah. So they had a cold weather ball and a warm weather ball, or they just suckered us into thinking there was a difference, but they sold them. So anything's on the table. It's a Friday. It's a free-for-all. Give us a ring, 803-0550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.